Let us pray. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you have called us to be your own and to live according to your holy will. We come to you this morning in this confessional service, aware of all those things, all those times, and all those places where we have gone against this will of yours. Grant that we will hear what you want, and that we will trust entirely in Jesus Christ and his forgiveness, as he opens us new space, gives us renewed opportunity to walk according to your commandments. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are so gracious. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't know if you have realized how when people and communities organize their living together, there is a great tendency to write more and more ordinances, rules and regulations, and how these things just explode and expand in such a way that in the end you really need experts to tell you what is required and with what you get by and with what not. I know that even amongst pastors, this idea gets through that, well, who told me that it is like this or that I have to do that? Can't I get by? Is there not a legal loophole that I can excuse me and that I can sort of continue as I am? Because this special or individual case has not been dealt with in the legality, in the rule or regulation set down here and there. It is something like we see also in the Christian community from of old. You know that our Lord Jesus Christ said that the highest commandment is to love God above all else and your neighbor as yourself. Now that's pretty short. That's about a tenth of the Ten Commandments, which then spell out already step by step this will of God, this love towards God and our neighbor. And then if we go into detail of Deuteronomy, for instance, the book we are just reading now regularly, we find whole chapters going into detail how do we deal with foreigners, with our next of kin, who are we allowed to marry and who not, relational details which really just fill us in on these basic ideas. It is always good if we can come back to the clear and simple commands of God, just as the evangelist and apostle St. John said when he was old and he could not walk anymore, they carried him here and there, he would just say one little sentence. My dear children, love. That's all. Here in Colossians, I find a section which is very short, which we have read, but which is very profound, and I would think it is a very suitable description of seminary life or of Christian life for that matter. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and clearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Yes, we thank him, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father in heaven, who has chosen us to be holy and dearly loved, who himself has clothed us in baptism with all his abounding grace and mercy. Yes, he who has forgiven us all our sins and healed all our iniquities. He who has loved us even before we loved him, when we were still enemies of his, far away from the church and God's people. He who has given us peace and has granted us the wealth and the treasures, not only of his holy word in the Old and New Testament, but also in the rich hymns and psalms and spiritual songs of the church. What a privilege that he has given all this to us, so that day in, day out, we can appreciate his goodness, which is new and wonderful and all-encompassing day in, day out. My dear friends, the wonderful thing about God's word is that it also does not just describe a utopia, a place far away, or just a lofty idea, but that it deals with our very concrete reality. And that is why he even admonishes us to bear with each other and to forgive each other, and also to live in perfect unity and harmony together, because these things are threatened in the best of families. It is something which you learn in your small family units, husband and wife, parents and children, but we also learn it here at seminary, where we are sharing a house together with people from different nations. And also, as we live on the whole campus, we see with visitors people coming in and out. There's a lot to bear, a lot to forgive, and a lot to cover up with love. Now, my dear friends, all that is possible because God has already done that with you too. He bears you. He has forgiven you richly, just as he will again forgive you today under the laying on of hands, where he says, all your sins are forgiven. Those you know, those which you feel and which burden you in your heart, and also those which you don't even know, which have hurt your neighbor, and those which have gone against God's will, he forgives them and gives you peace which passes all understanding. Yes, he binds you together, not only here amongst your friends, fellow seminarians, but also with the whole Christian church across the whole globe. You are not alone. You are part of a wonderful family of holy people of God, chosen to already now enjoy the goodness and love, peace and mercy of your Heavenly Father. The sunshine, the beautiful life which He has given you, which is by far still less of what is waiting for you. If this already is so beautiful and nice and happy, imagine how it will be then, when there will be no harm done whatsoever. Not with words, not with deeds, not by commission, not by omission. It will just be perfect love and harmony. It passes our understanding. But the promise of God holds true, and He will surely do it. Therefore, be confident, be hopeful, and rejoice and give thanks in the Lord, who is so good to you and to us all. Amen. And the